So again, we got to the bottom of Kufiyut Aleph on the days, right on the bottom there, two lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, Sa'a Apuma Dechatsa. I'm still need a lot of your guys' help here with the article here. Sorry, second. Sa'a Apuma Dechatsa Kasha L'Yamisa. So this means if you place a plate of food on top of a type of pitcher, that's not a good stuff. It causes poverty. A man deshasa, maya bitsae, somebody who drinks the water from a kara, from a plate, is kasha librukasi, it causes a blindness. The achal tachle, somebody who eats, what's shechlaim?
Shechadim.
Semach bar. Spicy.
Okay, so something like mar, you said? Something bitter? Something bitter?
Hot.
Shetamu harif.
Harif, okay, fine. Red peppers or something. Somebody who eats that, below mashi yade, and doesn't wash his hands, mafchid flasin yom. He's going to be worried about something for 30 days.
I didn't get the whole thing about mafchid.
Yeah, that causes...
Because I learned it yesterday a little bit. I went ahead a little bit.
He doesn't you understand why it causes him to worry?
What do you mean? He's going to just want to worry about anything, that's it. He just causes...
Yeah, and we'll see the next...
Anxiety. Yeah. They would call it anxiety.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of these things you smile and wave.
But the next few lines, which we're about to see, he brought down halach, he brought down shulchan aruch, like right in the beginning, siman dalad. These things are brought down. If you don't wash your hands, it causes these anxiety. Dimesukar, another example is, someone whose mak is dam, does the bloodletting, the mashi yadeh, and doesn't wash his hands afterwards, mafchid shivayom, he's going to be worried for 7 days. The shakal mazi, someone gets a haircut. They doesn't wash his hands afterward. Mafchid plus yom.
Is that? I never knew that when you cut your hair, it's the same thing as, but it's different than cutting your tip or not your nails.
The same din.
Same concept because of I didn't know that.
People aren't as mafchid cutting. I don't think they're mafchid because cutting nails also comes with if you don't put the nails, you know, flush it down the toilet, throw it in the garbage. The nails, or if they're wherever they are, it's dangerous. The nails, so they associate the washing hands right. More seriously. But cutting hair also the same.
Would that apply to shaving as? Because in those days, probably didn't shave, but it's the same concept.
It's a good question.
Stomach's a form of tumor, no?
I mean, the hair, the facial hair is the same as the one, or no? Usually, they. I don't wash my hands after I shave.
But
in
the shower, you did the tilas.
I shave after take a shower, usually.
And then you went out of the bathroom. It's in the bathroom you're shaving?
No.
You should wash your hands, right?
It's with the machine.
Yeah.
But if I lose a pair of glasses...
Me, I did.
Is yours?
Yes. But I left. Okay, good. Thank you.
I knew it looked like it was coming up.
Yeah. Shkoyah. I thought I left him home.
The hair, that maybe, I think makes sense.
But that's the issue of dirt. Meaning if you touch, let's say, under where your sleeves are, where it's covered up.
Tumah.
It's also, no, there are two different types of reasons washing hands. One is because it's dirty, and one is because there's tumah.
Yeah.
So touching a place which is normally covered, under your shirt somewhere, that's going to be an issue of dirt. But if it's cutting your hair or cutting your nails, that's an issue of tumah. I don't know what exactly, but that's the custom. So Shai is in terms of shaving. I have to look it up in the Mishnah Berurah. I don't remember it being discussed. I don't know. I'm not sure. L'chora should be the same din. It's cutting hair.
Who says you're allowed to shave?
There's actually...
Well, the Sali definitely doesn't.
No, the Erev Shabbos, the halacha is there, talking about shaving and getting haircuts after chatzot.
You know what's the Indian of not cutting your beard? What's the name, do you know? In
premium.
So wait, so the in terms of cutting hair and taking haircuts after Chatzos Arab Shabbos and stuff, Mishnah Berurah brings a halacha that the Arizal would shave after Chatzos, I think he writes down.
The Arizal shave?
Arizal. This is what Mishnah Berurah says.
He didn't have a beard, the Arizal?
No, I didn't say he didn't have a beard. Maybe trimmed it. I don't know exactly what it is. Mishnah Berurah says, galacha, whatever the Lashon was.
But
okay,
actually,
maybe it's
really connecting to here, to Mazikin and Ruchot, because the beard is on the face, and face it's panim. Kemaim panim la panim. When you see reflection in your water, if you're happy, you'll see a happy face. If you're sad, you'll see a sad face. So what actually you see? You see your inside. Panim is shon pnimiyot. It's your inside. So the beard is on the face, on the panim, in order to protect the pnimiyut from mazikin. That's why you're not allowed to shave, because there's a reason why it's there.
I think the electric shaver, it scares them away.
Maybe the sound. Yeah, I don't know.
In those days, they didn't have that.
Yeah.
Didn't have the rug or bra.
Fine. So again, so the Gemara says, if you cut your hand, don't wash your hands. It causes this type of anxiety for 3 days. Then the shakil tofra, you cut. So switch the test with the tali, as I told you yesterday.
I'm much nicer without.
I can't imagine.
We want to look at your
punim. So tofrei, which is like tzipornayim, velo mashia, that you cut your nails and you don't wash your hands. Mafka dechadiyomer, you're worried for one day. Velo yada maika mafka, you're not really sure what's causing you this anxiety. Yada ausia, what yada ausia mean? So a person puts their hand
on his lips.
On his lips.
Here.
Okay, the upper lips. So darga. It's a madrega, it's leading them to anxiety. It doesn't quite cause anxiety, but it leads to anxiety. Yada apusa, if it's placed where? On the forehead, darga lishinasa, and it causes sleepiness.
I'm ready to go.
Okay. So tana ochlin mumashkin tachas amita, this is a very true halacha, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that if you leave food or drinks underneath your bed, afilu mechupin bekli barza, even though it's covered up by some type of utensil or pot or box or something, ruach ra shoralem. Ruach ra is going to be on these food.
In yeshiva, this was always a big thing in Eretz Yisrael, that yeshiva, the rabbanim would always say something to the bachurim, because like every yeshiva bachur had stuff under their bed.
And camp also, no one ever mentioned in camp. Camp's a different environment than
yeah.
But in camp. But we all left our food underneath the bed. Where else do you
Everything
leave all the food?
Yeah.
So, but this Gemara says it causes ruach ra. The Rambam, of course, doesn't say this reason. The Rambam says, no, because if it's under your bed, you're not going to see maybe some type of dangerous food or animal, or will get in there. You'll pick it up from underneath your bed and eat it without looking, and it's going to be very dangerous for you. And the Rambam says, what are you talking about? The Gemara here clearly says it's about ruach ra. So what's the halacha if you were to leave it under the bed? Are you allowed to eat it? Lichachila, you can't place food under your bed, but let's say you do. There's a big machlokas posting whether one's allowed to eat or drink the food that was left underneath the bed. Now, other issues are what type of food does it apply to? So the Yushami says it applies to only foods that have been cooked, tavshil, it's been cooked, but things that are in its raw state, let's say fruit and the like, are not subject to it. The Binas Adam writes, however, we're makbid on all types of food. So it actually comes up, Bishayla, oftentimes, so a person's going from, let's say, Eretz Yisrael to America, right before Sukkot. He wants to get a very nice dalad minim. He buys a beautiful esrog, he buys from Eretz Yisrael, cheaper, brings it with him to America. Where does he put it? So he puts it underneath, in the luggage, packaged properly underneath the luggage, it's underneath the plane, and then people are sleeping on the plane, and that becomes, it's a part of the din of esrog has to be something roi l'achila. That's one of the definitions. That's why truma might be problematic if it's esrog from truma, esrog from shvius. Different types of things might be, not shvius, that's a very different issue. But it has to be something that's roi l'achila. So once it has a ruach ra on it after sleeping on it, so then maybe you can't use it for an esrog because it's not roi for l'achila, tzukis. So one pshat you could say, no, the Yushami says it only applies to things that have been cooked. Esrog isn't in its original state. Number two, you might say, you're right, l'chachila, you're not allowed to do it, but b'di'eved, some posts say you could still eat it, even though it's been ruach ra. The Rav Yashiv, I think, was quoted as saying that when it comes to mitzvahs, we're protected. No need to worry. When it comes to mitzvahs, you're okay. And you find this halacha elsewhere, this type of din. Like when it comes to water and issues like that, drinking water, for the purpose of word, of my megulim, I think, comes up.
Also, I think in a plane would be the same thing as saying that if you live in an apartment, that the guy upstairs is sleeping on you and your esrog is downstairs. I mean,
it's like two different levels.
It's a whole different compartment. You know, then right. Then every esrog would be possible because the guy upstairs right. In the apartment is sleeping. Right.
Then you have concrete, you know. It's right. Different.
Depends. In America, you don't.
In the floor, it's not a concrete anymore.
No, it's
all wood.
Even the floor?
Yeah.
In a building?
Big building sometimes. Let's say you're in a three-family home.
Well, you see when they build, all the floors are concrete.
No, but small houses, no. Small buildings, no. It's just wood.
In a regular house.
No wonder firefighters are hero here.
Sure, right.
And wood's much cheaper also, I imagine, than the concrete.
Yeah, and you can build in the winter. It's a lot of
fun. Right. And one other interesting thing, let's say I take someone else's food and take his food and put it under the bed. Is that going to create an isser? So the Rav Paalim, one of the Chuvos, writes that I can't, the din is ain't Ein adam osa davar she'ena shelo. I cannot ask for something that's not mine. So I can't take your food and place it under the bed and cause it to become a ruach ra. Only the person himself who does it is going to be problematic. And there's a discussion, what about, let's say you do it, does it work? I take the food and put it into the mikvah. And will the mikvah remove any of the ruach ra? That's a discussion in the poskim.
Yeah. We said mikvah is in a mitar of achlim. I mean, achlim cannot be mitar of a mikvah.
But this is a ruach ra. This is a very different type of. It's not quite tumah. It's a ruach ra.
It goes on the gavra, because if it's on the okay.
But I'm saying it's not real tumah, the food.
Right. No, so I understand, but okay.
The suggestion is, if you were going to do a mikvah, you have to do it three times anyways. We don't have a three-time mikvah by tumah v'tara. People like to do three times or not seven times, but the food. The suggestion was to do it three times, whatever that means. And the final thing on this point is that Leil Pesach, some say this halacha does not apply Leil Pesach, because Leil Pesach always mentioned Leil Shimurim, exactly, protected from everything.
You didn't get the phone?
I did, but I wasn't able to have time to
transfer. Oh, so you got it?
Yeah. Maybe today. I'll go.
Okay. So
it takes a long time to. Okay.
Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Lo Yishte Adam Mayim, person should not drink water, Lo B'Leil Revios, Lo B'Leil Shabbosos, person shouldn't drink on Tuesday nights, that's, Revios is really Wednesday, but Tuesday night going into Wednesday, and you can't drink Friday night. Vim Shasa Damo B'Rosh, if he drinks it, he's responsible for his own life, Mipnei HaSakana, because of the danger. Ma'i HaSakana, what's the danger? Says the Gemara, Ruach Ra. There's Ruach Ra, apparently, that was existed on drinking water on those two nights a year. I think more.
The darkness.
The Gemara, and I think Omer Beis might discuss the source of this, why this is true. Or maybe it's in the bottom here, I don't remember. But it's going to be discussed, I think, later today. So, Vim Tzachum, the person's really thirsty. So, Mai Takante, what's he supposed to do? It's a Friday night, the guy's thirsting. So, what's he supposed to do? So, it says in the Gemara, Neima Shiva Kolos. He said the seven Kolos, Sha'amar David Al Hamayim. He said seven Kolos, which we say after Rosh Hashanah davening on the nighttime and after Yom Kippur. This is the Mizmor that we say after Maariv, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. V'hadar Nisha, then he should drink it. Shenemar, what's the pasuk? Kol Hashem Al-Mayim Al-Kavod Arimel Hashem Al-Mayim Rabim. Kol Hashem Makach, Kol Hashem B'hadar, Kol Hashem B'shover Arazim, V'yishav Hashem Es'arzeh Havanum, Kol Hashem Koltiv Lavos Eis, Eish Kol Hashem Yachul Midbar Yachul Hashem Midbar Kodesh, Kol Hashem Yuchel Ayelot V'yachazof Yeros, U'vechol Kol Amir Kavod. I'm sorry, this is not the mizor we say after Maariv. I was wrong. Okay. So he says this whole mizmor, this whole parak of Tilim, which has kol seven times in the water, and through the seven mentions of kols, well, exactly. And hopefully seven kol, as we mentioned, will protect him from drinking the water. V'lo ne'machi, if he doesn't say this, what do you mean he doesn't say this? Why doesn't he say it? Just say it. So it pointed out here, I have interesting halacha. Halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in the first chelek of Mishabura, that person's not iyata rosh ha'lomram torah shvachsav bal peh. Person cannot recite psukim bal peh without looking inside. So he doesn't have a sitter with him, he doesn't have a tilm with him, he can't say it. What's he supposed to do? So if he can't say it because of that reason, so then he should say, why he can't say it?
Yeah.
The number of reasons why. One of the reasons I'm remembering is because you might make a mistake. That's the simplest reason. You might make a mistake. So you have to be exact.
Okay.
There are other reasons also, but some, I'm not sure, bizarre, but some say because in Torah Shechsav, every time you learn it and teach it over, it's supposed to be a reenactment of Kabbalah Satorah. So the way Kabbalah Satorah was Torah Shechsav. So for you to reenact it, you also have to do Torah Shechsav, read it the way it was written, once you're doing it by heart.
Doesn't say somewhere else that it's good to say Velpe?
Nope.
I think that I read it.
In the Lacha and Shulchan Aruch is that one should not. There are a few exceptions that people know by heart, such as Shema and whatnot. That you say by heart. By Achula Shemaim is a discussion. Kiddush Friday night, people know that by heart.
Shema is allowed by heart.
Shema is allowed. That's something that's Shkur B'Fiv.
So anyhow, examples. You're always covering your eyes when you say it with the Talmid.
But only the first.
What? No, but the first part is what's the right side.
No, I'm saying all this psukim. So anytime you say, forget the chiv deraisa, whatever is deraisa. But the fact is, anytime there's a pasuk, you can't recite a pasuk by heart. So only it's shkur b'fiv if you know it by heart. If everybody knows it by heart, it's something that rove people know, which Shema is one of the examples, then you can't say it by heart.
This is one halacha I'll never forget. When I was reading the bar mitzvah on like a Thursday, whatever it is, in my yeshiva when I was in high school, I didn't know this halacha obviously, and the gabbai put it to the wrong place. Started reading, and the Rosh Yeshiva got shlishi. He's like, where are we? And I'm like, right here. We were like Ba'era or something.
Made you
Shalach, and it was Porsche's boat.
And did he make you land again?
Yeah, we had to do everything again.
That's funny. Okay. Says Gemara, so again, Ve'ilo, this is the last narrow line down. Ve'ilo, Neimahachi, if you can't say this because you don't have a sitter with you, Neimahachi, say the following. Lul, Shafan, and Nigron, and Nidifon, Bain Koch, Vayisivna, Bain Bili, Shmina, Azilna. So some type of hocus pocus, I would imagine, you're trying to get rid of any of the sakana, shedim that exists in the water. Now, Vilo, if not, if a person doesn't know this, I guess, or he doesn't really want to use kishif of some sort, Iika Inish Bahadei, if there's someone with him, Nisari, wake him up. It's in the middle of the night time. It's in the night. Wake him up. Okay, I need a drink. And you say to him, Plan Yaba, Planta, Tachina, Maya. So you say your name. I'm thirsty. Vahada Nisha, then you could drink. Vilo, if not, if there's no other person with you, Mekarkesh Nichtama Chatzva, you start banging some of the kelim and the pitchers to cause some ruckus. Vahada Nisha, and then hopefully by that you'll scare away whatever shadim are there and you could drink the water after that. Vilo, Nishte Beimide, Vahada Nishte. If not, those nishte be mide, you should do what?
Throw something into the water and then
drink. Yisroak mashe nishte.
Throw something into the water, okay, hopefully scare away the shadim and drink water. Okay, this is what to do on a Tuesday night and Friday night when you're thirsty. Taner Rabbanan, lo yishe al demayim lo minam naharos, a person shouldn't drink water from rivers, lo min ha'agamim, not from the swamps, belayla, in nighttime, vim shasa dama barosh, if he does, he's responsible for his own life, mipnei sakana, because of the danger, samai sakana, what's so dangerous about that? Sakanas shavriri, what's this, is like leeches or something?
Yivaron.
Causes blindness. Vitzachi, if you're thirsty in those at nighttime, and all there is a river, what are you supposed to do? If someone's with you, say, listen, I'm pretty thirsty. Vilo, if no one's with you, he should say it to himself. Planya Amrali, Imi, my mother said to me, is dar mi shaviri, shaviri, buri, ridi, yari, ri, tachin amaya, bekasi chiri. So this is, right, he said some other type of hocus pocus to get rid of this. Now this is one of the sources of, Na Nachman,
it's based on that.
Shaviri, mishaviri, shaviri, briri, riri, yari, ri.
But this goes the opposite. This is taking away.
Well, this is trying to remove something bad. Right. I guess not Achma trying to add being Moses.
Okay.
So I guess that's the difference.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So the Gemara kind of gets you excited. You call it a new part.
We finished the last line there?
Tachin and Mayim, Bekasachir, outside. If you're thirsty for water, that part, I thought that's part of the hocus pocus. No, this is. It's a separate point.
It's still part of that one.
Yeah, so it just says, Tachina Maya Bichasichi Viri. I'm thirsty for water and in white cups of some sort.
Cheres is
pottery, no?
Pottery, yeah.
It's a white pottery, so this is part of the hocus pocus that you say to hopefully scare him off.
No, Rebbe, if someone goes camping, this does come Lamaisa, because now you finish the water in your canteen, like I always drink water when I sleep. So if you're camping and you forget water, Mistama, if you're in a place where there's good water, you would just go to the river to fill up.
Yeah, but I'm not so sure if we're concerned with like the shade that exists nowadays. I wouldn't advise saying one of the.
Now you'd probably be more concerned about eating a bug or something like that.
Right. If I were to take that, I'd probably boil that water first. Boil before drinking it.
Really?
I don't know what goes on in the
I would just buy a case from Costco.
Bring it on a tube.
Open a Coke.
Okay. So now the Gemara quotes back from the mission of Afil Min HaTamchoy. So this is, we get very excited, we think all the Agat is over, but in fact it's really not. So the Mishnah told us all the way back, already 13 blot ago, that even if someone who an Ani, who's taking from the Tzedakah, he's collecting money from the Tzedakah, doesn't have any money on his own, even he has to take part in Dalet Kosos. Gemara says, Pshita, that's pretty obvious, he has to take part in Dalet Kosos, it's an important mitzvah. So Gemara says, no, lo nitzcha el afilu Rabbi Kiva. The Chiddush is, even according to Rabbi Kiva, even he says even an Ani has to do what he has to do to get the Dalet Kosos. Why? What's Rekiva's opinion? Damar ase shabas chachol v'al tistarech lebrios. Rather, person, just make your Shabbos a regular Shabbos and don't depend on the brios. So a person doesn't have enough money to buy extras for Shabbos. So he says, it's better than taking money from stock. If you have extra Shabbos food, just have a regular, simple meal, bread and water, than to depend on the brios. So according to him, however, when it comes to Dalet Kosos, he'll agree you should take money for Dalet Kosos, you shouldn't pursue a Nisa. Because pursuing Nisa, publicizing the Nase is so important, even he'll say an Ani has to do this.
This is a famous Rebbe Kiva. This is well known.
Yes. So it comes up in a number of places. It comes up in Shabbos, you might remember, also towards the end. So then the Rambam writes that an Ani is also chayiv to do what he has to do, to sell even his clothing on his back, his shirt off his back, to buy for Ner Chanukah as well.
Yeah.
So they point out it's based on this source, because the reason is, Pirsumi Nisa, which exists by Dalet Kosos, Pesumani says also something that's relevant by Ner Chanukah. So both these cases are dinim where an ani has to do what he has to do, even according to Rabbi Akiva, to get the means to perform the mitzvahs.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, they actually pass it like that.
Yeah, sure, exactly. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah brings us down exactly. Tana de Be'Eliyahu, the Brisa of Tana Be'Eliyahu taught Ava Pisha Amar Rabbi Akiva Asay Shabbat Chachol V'Atitzarach Lebrios. Even though a person should rather make his Shabbos a regular simple meal than to depend on people, Aval also who Davar Muad B'Soch Beis, he should still do something, a little something extra in his house, whatever that means, something extra L'Chavat Shabbos. Mainin, what's an example of this little Davar Muad? Amar Rav Papa Kasta De Harsana, which is a type of, I think, fish, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Fried fish.
Fried, make fried fish, and that's a small something you could do special for Shabbos to make your Shabbos different than any other day. Because it's not like the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Havi Az Kanamer, Vakal Kanesher, Ratz Katvi, Gibor Kari, who should be, strong as a tiger of some sort, quick as a eagle, fast as a deer, and as strong as a lion, all those things, La'asos Ratzon Avicha Shebishmaim. Try really hard to do the best Ratzon Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have a special meal, so try your best to just do a little something small, even on Shabbos. Okay. Now this also halach is brought in the first Siman of Shulchan Aruch.
But here he's saying that you should do that with your own money, or you're allowed to take some money to make something very small.
Oh, I understood that to mean with your own money, try to push it over, push just it a little bit. Dig deep, go try to reach in deep in your pocket, just a few extra dollars for this fish. Mm-hmm. I think so. I mean, and we see the example brought here, the Casa de Harsana, which is a type of fish. This might be in a source that it's a big Indian to have fish on Shabbos for a number of reasons. A big Indian, but
doesn't say herring though.
Doesn't say herring, right? What type of fish is harsana? What kind of
chaimi?
Chaimi? Is the English word for it?
No, it's a special fish, though. Libyan fish.
Okay.
That's the way to go.
Not familiar. I thought you were a wine guy.
Wine and fish.
Fish, okay. Tanur Rabbanim. Shivat Devarim, there are seven things that Savar Rabbi Kiva as Rabbi Yeshua Beno. Seven things Rabbi Kiva had commanded his son Rabbi Yeshua to do. So there's one interesting point here. There's a Tosus on top. That Tosus Savar Bikiva as Rabbi Shua Beno. Perish Ashbam. To Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Rabbi Shua is the same person as Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. The Rabbi Kiva Karcha, Rabbi Kiva was bald. So Rabbi Shua ben Karcha means Rabbi Shua, the son of the Karcha, son of the baldy. That was Rabbi Kiva. So that's referring to who he refers to. Kidamim Bechoros, Gemara Bechoros says this. Shehaya ben Azai Omer Kol Chachmei Yisrael Domim Lefanai Keklipas Hashem. Every single time Chacham, ben Azai testified. Everyone is like the shell of a piece of garlic, which is nothing. Meaning they're worthless in front of me. I could I'm much better than they are. Chutz min hakrach hazeh, except for this one krach, this one baldy is better than I am. So there Rashi writes in Bechoros, that's a reference to Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva was bald. Says Tosos vein near. Doesn't make sense that he called Rabbi Kiva karach. Sheyeh hagemara kori also ben karacha. Derek and I, it's a disgrace. It's making fun of the guy. Sherei nen shu hanarim shekar lalisha ala karach. So you get there to Melachim Beis yet? To Melachim Beis.
Melachim Beis.
So the story goes. So Elisha the Navi was following his mentor Eliyahu.
And they made fun of him.
Exactly. So right after Eliyahu says they knew that he was leaving, Eliyahu was going to disappear that day. Elisha's following Eliyahu everywhere he goes. Suddenly something happened. Elisha turned away, turned back, and vanished. There was just a cloak left on the ground. Eliyahu just vanished. So Elisha picked up the cloak, he wore it, and he was the follower of Eliyahu. And then he goes on to walk, and then a bunch of, there kids. 50, yeah. 50 kids, I think, were running and making fun. Look at that baldy, look at that baldy. Elisha got so upset, he said something, two bears came out of nowhere and just completely, obliterated these children.
Sounds like Harry Potter.
Right, right. So that was the maisa with Elisha. So we see Karcho is not necessarily, it was not a compliment, it was an insult. So therefore, our Kiva couldn't have been referred that way. So therefore, Tosa concludes, Ben Azai Karu Kain Derech Vidichus. He was just kind of joking around. He didn't really mean it. Seriously, it wasn't as an insult. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So what were the seven things that Rabbi Kiva had commanded his son Rabbi Shua ben Karcha? Now we know. So he said, Beni, my son, Al Teshe Begova Shalir. Don't sit, don't live on the top of the city. The reasons brought down here why? Let's follow Ashbama at the same time. Because people don't sit there. Don't sit there to learn at the top of the city, because apparently that was a place that was common for many people to go to, and they're going to interrupt your learning a lot. And I should read, Al Teshev Begova Shalir V'Tishana. Don't sit on the top of the city and learn there, because you're going to be very much interrupted. Val tidur be'ir shirosha tamid chachamim. Don't sit in a, don't live in a city, in a city rather, where the heads are tamid chachamim. The reason being, the Rashbam explains, they're so torah, they're so involved in their learning, they're not going to be involved in the needs for the tzibur. Val tikonis lebeischa pitom. Don't suddenly enter into your house, just walk in, barge into your house. And to your friend's house, and kolchken lebeischa vercha, even more so to your friend's house, you're always supposed to knock. There's a Gemara elsewhere. Where's that Gemara? In Shabbos or Brachos, I'm not remembering, talks about the need of knocking on their door, even on your own house, to knock before you enter.
It says halacha.
Yeah, sure, certainly. Yeah. Ve'al timna minala miraglecha. Don't hold back from wearing shoes, meaning you should always wear shoes on your feet. Hashkeim v'achal b'kaitz. You should wake up early and to eat in the summer months. Mipnei achamel, because it's very hot later on. So make sure you get some energy. From the winter, before it gets too cold. I imagine it gets colder probably in the morning. But when you wake up early, drink and eat something before the bitter cold. When you go outside your house, before it gets too cold. And as we said before, rather make your Shabbos a regular Shabbos than to depend on the other people. And also try to be smart in terms of business dealings, to cling to someone who's having a mazel tikka time in terms of business. Try to cling to him, because then he'll hopefully rub off on you as well.
You learned that from Luke.
Ah, very good. Exactly, yeah. Right. So Amar Papa. Lo l'mizva minay doesn't mean to buy from him. Lo l'zvunei lay, not to sell to him. Doesn't mean that, to buy and sell with him. Ella l'mavit shutviz b'adei. Become partners with him. And through that, you'll be successful. V'hashad Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. My dechsev ma'ase yada birkas, birchas. That's the rest of the pasuk. Okay.
Where did we go?
Sorry,
I'm
some from.
Yeah,
Rav
Shmuel bar
Yitzchak. Okay, look for the pasuk. Birachta. That's what he said. Okay, fine. What does that mean? So kol notel the pasuk Iov, first parak of Iov actually. Kol notel pruta me Iov misparach. But now, however, since the pasuk says anybody who takes a pruta from Eov becomes blessed, so that means even buying and selling would also qualify. So the lav dafka to make a partnership, but based on the pasuk, even doing any business, any money or any products you're going to receive from buying and selling with Eov, a person would get a lot of bracha. So too, based on the Rabbi Kiva's advice above, doing any type of business with such a person would create bracha. Sure, yeah.
I'll be sorry if I'm just reselling someone else's good. Why would that necessarily define that I would have more miles because of it? I would think if you partnership with it, create a partnership, that would make more sense. If I'm taking his good and just reselling it, quite the opposite. I'm losing money on margin because I'm reselling his own goods.
Right. So again, to make this this mazel into something more lumdish, perhaps you could say something that the person who's having mazel take a time, what he owns, what's in his possession, he creates some mazel into the chefta that's in his possession. Now the chepta has some mazel in it, and when he sells it to you, or the money he has in his possession, he gives you that money retains that mazel that he infused in it, if you will. That's
like buying an autographed football.
Right, yeah, he has stamp of approval of it, and you know, it's like we're buying, like, you have a sweatshirt with a nice little, I'm not sure what it says on it, but you have like a...
Circa,
you have like a big brand name. It's like the brand name is on it. Tommy Hilfiger is on it, so that gives it more value.
Even sheet that don't like those shirts.
Fine, Brooks Brothers.
They have no label. It's only behind the collar.
Right, you know when you see one.
There's a swear behind it. Yeah, because some of the brands are like in between. They don't want to be in your face. They don't have that. They don't want that image.
Okay, you're the marketer. Fine, so it says the Gemara, Chamisha Devarim Tzav Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. There's five things Rabbi Kiva commanded Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Kishaya Chavish Bebeis Asrim, when he was in jail. Amar Lo, he says to him, Rabbi, Lamdeini Torah, teach me Torah. Amar, Eini Milamcha, I'm not going to teach you. That's how he got here. Rabbi Kiva got thrown into jail because he was learning. So Amar Lo, Im Ein Atav Milamdeini, if you don't teach me, Ani Omer Li Yochai, I'm going to say to Yochai, Abba, my father, Umosecha L'malchus, and he's going to be Mosi to the Malchus. So he says, my son, Yosef Mimasha Ha'ega wrote to Leonic, Para wrote to Leonic. Just more so than the calf wants to nurse, the mother wants to nurse the child. Because the pain, you know, also perhaps two reasons. One is because the motherly love, and number two, it's painful if you're not when you need to nurse and you're not nursing. So trust me, Rikki was saying, I want to give you, I want to teach you. Trust me, I really want you more than you want to learn.
I don't want to get killed.
So Amarlo Umi Basakana. But who's in danger? Hello, Ego Basakana? So okay, so the mother might be in a lot of pain, but she's not in danger. The eagle's in Sakana. The eagle without any of the milk is gonna die. So I'm in danger. Without Torah, I'm in danger. You're fine. So Amarlo, in Bikasha Lichanik, Hishla Beilan Gadol. If you want to to choke.
Im Rutanchar Lomar Dvarim Sheit Kablu Aliadai Tzibur Lemad Lifne Adam Gadol Veomar Et Shmatav Vishmo.
Aha. So this is a mashal, I guess. If you want to say something that people accept what you're saying, say it in the name of Adam Gadol.
Somebody important, right?
Aha. That's what it means, the Ilan Gadol.
Right. Okay. Meaning if you're going to be hanged, be hanged in a big tree.
Aha, okay. Be tola your words on big tree. I see. Okay, Adam Gadol. Uchshata number two. He teaches them. Uchshata milamin is bincha. When you teach your son, lamdeu b'sefer muga. So teaching a sefer muga. What does a sefer muga mean? Mahi amarav avi semarav misharsha bechadasa. In a new one, the shabasta. So a new one, a brand new one where there are no mistakes. The shabasta. If there are mistakes, kevin de al. Because once he learned them with the mistakes, he's going to be very hard to undo the mistakes. The way you initially learn something, so that's usually the way it sits in. As opposed to when you're older, it's hard to undo mistakes you've learned when you were younger. So like it's a common thing. So
makes sense.
Yeah, so Ashkenaz, the Nusach is a great example. Ashkenaz and Nusach is to have a difference between Komat and a Pasach, or versus Am. Now many are taught in schools to make no difference. They're taught more like an Israeli type of
depend on which location in the world.
No, even when it comes to like Kriyas Torah, every kamat is ah. Sometimes there are o's like kol, but yeah, Ashkenazim and Pasach is ah. So many people when they're taught younger, they're not taught this distinction, and they're taught everything's ah. And when they realize there's such a difference in the Ashkenaz and Nusach, at least, it's hard for them oftentimes to switch over. They have to really work hard and train themselves. Had they been taught that when they were younger, it would have been pasha different to ah versus ah. So says the Gemara, what's the next thing he taught them? Lo sifashel b'kidera shebishel b'chavercha. Don't cook something in a pot that your friend already used. Doesn't literally mean a pot, it's a mashal. What does that mean? Ma'inin, what's this a reference to? Grusha b'chayi baila. So someone, a divorcee, don't marry a divorcee in the life while her ex-husband is still alive. Why? Damar mar, garish shenasa grusha. So if a man who is divorced and a woman is divorced and remarried each other, then there are four different deos in the mita, so that's not good. Vibais ema, alternately, afilu ba'almana, even when it comes to almana, a person shouldn't remarry. Lefish ein kol etzbal shavos. Not every etzba, as the Rashi explains, the aver betashrish is very different. Then says the Gemara, mitzvah v'guf gadol ochel peres. A person wants to do mitzvah and also wants to get a guf gadol, which means, Rashbam explains, he wants to make a lot of money. So, ochel peros velo sachar. He should eat fruit, but not rent it out. So, what's this referring to?
Halve ma'ot lechavrcha keneged mashkanta shel karka shelo. Achol peirot hakarka b'meshech kama shanim. Ve'nika lo dvar muat min hadamim bechol shana ad lefiraon. Ha-male shel schum ha-chov. V'kach tarviach harbe mima'odcha, v'gam yesh v'kach mitzvah, shaleh tekabel schar lelam haba, sheken lelove yesh revach mehama'ot shehilvita lo, shehu kone bahem schora u-mistacher bahem.
The idea is, I guess, so you lend money to somebody who needs the money. That's a mitzvah, lending money. It's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Someone who needs, you lend money.
He gives you mashkanta.
And then he gives you the fruit. And you can eat the fruit. So you're constantly eating fruit. It goes on for a long time.
And you're canceling getting mitzvah the debt from him.
Exactly. So
at the end, he doesn't owe you almost anything.
Right. And you've done a mitzvah, and you get the money back, and everything works out well.
Why is that an interest?
Why that's not interest?
No, because you're canceling the debt with him. You're not telling him, listen, you owe me what you owe me, and I'm taking your food. He's taking whatever he's eating and deducting it from the
capital. So what he does that the borrower has a total cost of goods that are lower than what he's borrowing. So then the poor he's actually taking.
Oh, you mean?
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you
mean. The manufacturer's total cost of goods is always different than retail. No, I'm being serious.
No, I'm not arguing. I don't have an answer. This, the ribis, I don't know, ribis.
When I'm talking about fruits, not manufactured fruits.
It's the same way. Why do you say that? What does a fruit cost to produce? It's the actual season and your hours you put into the labor hours and the...
So he might be deducting it at a price, at the retail price. It doesn't say what price is deducting.
That's what I'm saying. It would have to be retail price, otherwise it's interest.
Yeah. It's market price.
Yeah. That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay. Says the Gemara, now let's say a person wants to do mitzvah of a guftar. He wants to do mitzvah and also have a pure guf. Knows that isha lo ulo banim. He should get married and have children. So through that, there's a mitzvah of nisuin, there's a mitzvah peruvu, and also a person will become tar. Based on the Gemara's elsewhere, that a person wants to learn betara, I think Gemara Nuva says this, first get married and then learn. Now, arba dvarim, there are four things that Savar Rabbeinu HaKadosh is banav. Rabbeinu HaKadosh commanded his sons four different things. Al tidar b'shechensev, don't live in this place, mishum delay tzanehavu, u'mashkel chavali tzanusa. They are a place of a lot of rishayim, or not as rishayim, but people who are very into too much simcha. So they might draw you in, so don't live there. Don't sleep on a Aramaic bed, and there are a few reasons why. It's a reference, really, don't go to sleep without saying Shema. That's what it's referring to. Because that was the minog, says Rashbam, of the Amoraim, Aramaim, I should say. They would say without Shema, of course. Vigadami delo tinsav girusa, don't marry a gioris. That's what it refers to. Vigadami aramais mamish. No, it really, literally means don't sleep on a bed that is owned by an aramis. Why? Umishim maisa derapapa. There's a particular maisa that happened. So the maisa that happened was as follows. Gemar Bracha says that Rapapa had lent money to an aramis and then trying to collect the money from him or her. And she offered him to sit down on a bed. Before he sat down on the bed, he looked underneath. He saw there was a tinok that had been killed underneath it, and they were going to have Rapapa's son have the bed and claim that he was the one who killed it. He ran out.
Framed.
And exactly. So for that reason, there was a gzera never to sit down on a mita aramis. So that was a number. What else did Rabbi Ben Kadosh teach his children? Val tavriach atmecha min hameches. Don't run away from taxing, to paying taxes. Dilma mashichu lecha, they might catch you. B'shak l'mincha, kol dish lecha, they're going to take everything away from you. Val tamo b'fnei hashor, b'shah sha'olam na'agam. Don't stand in front of an ox the moment it's coming out of the swamp. B'fnei sha'satan m'raked bein karna. Because at that moment, the satan apparently is dancing between its horns. It's a very dangerous time. Amar Rebbe, Shmuel, b'shur shachar, dafka, a black ox, or a bull maybe even, Ubiyom Nisan, during the month of Nisan, that's when it's very dangerous. Tani Rav Oshaya, Marchikin Mishur Tam, Chamishim Amem, you have to distance yourself from any Stam ox. Even though it's a Tam, it's a simple one, hasn't learned to gore yet, still keep a distance of 50 Amos. Mishur Muad, Kimali Eina. But when it's Shur Muad, already has been established a regular pattern of damaging and goring, stay as far as possible. Well, that's Bobakana, that's right. Tanish Mishmed Rabbi Meir. Bryce was taught in the name of Rabbi Meir, Resh Tura Bidikula Sak L'Igra. So what's it saying? The head of an ox.
Don't mess up with him, even if he's busy eating right now.
Okay.
Don't be next to him.
Like the
fodder,
whatever it was called.
Yeah.
The feeders, whatever.
So he's eating. Sakl Igra. Right, so go to the roof. Vishadi Dargim Tuskha and throw the ladder down so the ox can't climb up the ladder, I guess. So I'm a Rav. Niza the Torah. Niza, the sound of the Torah, of the ox, is Hain Hain. Like I think it's kind of a. To warn it, not to to gore you, say Hain Hain, do it. Niza the Arya, what do you say to a lion and say Zeh Zeh? Niza de Gamla to a camel, da da. Niza de Arba, Hilni, to a boat. So, not really talking to the boat, but I guess people who are pulling the boat. Hilni, Haya, Hila, Hilik, Hulia. You say all these things to the people running the boat to help them move a little quicker to get them,
It's like a rain song.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So try next time.
Ilni hai hila ilu kulia.
Okay.
Next something.
It's like pirates.
All right.
Amar Abaye, or dog, so the skin of a fish, v'kos chamin, a hot cup, u'beitim, u'v'kinim, levanim.
There's some people that medalgim this stuff. How do you say medalgim?
Jump, skip.
Skip this stuff, right?
Not daf yomi.
Right, not the daf.
When in yeshivot.
Yeshiva, exactly. You learn yeshiva, you skip it. Sure, so you exactly. You learn tzigas. When doing daf yomi and going through, or you're going to see him, so you learn everything, yeah.
Skip, you can't skip.
No, but you skip it because it's not important.
Right, exactly. You have to focus on
it, yes.
Exactly. The people in yeshiva have to learn how to learn and lumdus and right. Analyze.
How much more we have of this? How many more daf?
Then tomorrow's the last daf, I think.
So we don't want story time?
No. The opposite, that's what I'm saying. It is important.
Yeah.
You know, Ari Ellison was saying, gave a sure that all this stuff, it's important.
Yeah.
Because it really is premium, and this we don't know it, but
it's premium, but unexplained.
Unexplained.
Right. We got a lot.
You don't get it from it. You know.
Your neshama gets.
We need some.
People don't appreciate it.
We need to hit the turbo button.
Okay. Amar Abaye. Or dog, v'kos, chamin, beitim, v'kinim, levanim. All these things listed, kul and kashin, the davar acher. They all of them cause tsaras. Davar acher is a reference to tsaras. Or, we'll come to skin, meaning what? Man, the gani, amashcha, the tzala. Somebody who lies down on the skin before you've done the ibud. Okay. Now, dog refers to shibuta, biyom nisan, a certain type of fish during the days of Nisan. Kos shire kos de harsana, the leftovers from this fried fish you mentioned before. Chamin chamimi de chamimi mishadu elayu, if you pour hot water. A hot water on your skin, so that water is kashin the tzaras. Okay. Beitim man de midrach klipim. Somebody who steps on shells, eggshells. Kinim levanim, white type of lice. Kinim levanim, right, white lice. So man de machaber levushe v'lo natule tamne yome. Somebody who what? Whitens their clothing and doesn't wait 8 days. V'hadar lavash, then wears it.
Wears again, yeah.
Brine. Brian Hanach Kinim, the Kinim returned back to Kashan Davar Acher. Okay. Amra Papa, base of the Isbe Shunra, a house that has a cat, a fox, cool. Some sort. So, Lo Neil, but Inish person shouldn't go inside it. Lo Missin, without shoes. My time, what's the reasoning? Mishum the Shunra caught the Lechivai, because a cat kills snakes. Va'achalei, and eats it. Visbe Bechiva Garmi Ktini. Then there will be leftover snake bones. The Yosef Lei Garmi Dechiva Achrayo Lo Nafik. You're going to step on those small snake bones, and it's going to go into your skin, and it's not going to come out. If you're stocking it, it's going to be quite dangerous. Ikadami. Others say no. But based on the last base, in a house that doesn't have a cat, Lo Neil, but don't go inside of it, because Inish, the Behechre, Behechre, what does Behechre mean?
Rap. Like
Machria,
like the Pendor over here means wrath.
Uh-huh, okay. My time, why shouldn't a person go into a house without a cat?
Because you have snakes over there.
Exactly. Dilma Mirchach Bechiva Velo Yada Umistakin. There might be a snake, and the cat's not eating the snake. It's going to eat it.
He's a rat. Small cat can kill a big snake.
Oh, yeah? Have you seen it?
Of course. I saw it on YouTube. You see a cat, a kitty cat kills cobra.
David, way too much.
Oh, really?
David, and cobra is strong, you know. If he just hit you, forget about biting you. He's very
and the cat can.
Yeah, you know, because he's so quick that he's running away from the biting, and then he bites him in his head. So little by little, he eats through his head. You know, that's how he kills him.
Like a cat, like
until he's tired, until this thing is grabbing him from his neck and running away.
Not a tiger, like a smaller cat.
Cat, the kitty cat in the arms.
The one that you have in the H-Coders parking lot.
Okay,
exactly.
The okay.
We
got a few minutes left. Okay, Gimel Devarim Tzav Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi S. Rabbi. Three things he commanded Rabbi. Al Tas Mum Basbacha. Don't make a mum on yourself. Mahi, what do you mean make a mum on yourself? Lo Tevelcha Dina Bahadi Tlasa. Don't go to a din Torah with three people. Why? Because then the Chad Havi Bal Dinach Vatre Sade. What's going to happen is they're going to make a whole. They're going to frame you again. So three of them, they're going to do as follows. One person's going to create up a whole din Torah with you. It never really happened. The other two are going to serve as witnesses, and then they're going to get you into a problem. So never go to a din Torah one versus three people. Val tamod al mamekach b'shah she'en lecha damim. Don't stand over a mekach like you're looking to buy something if you have no money to buy anything. Eshecha tabla al tizchak la'ila harishona. So Iyosha Ishtacha Tavla, if your wife goes to the mikvah, I'll titek la laila rishona, don't be with her the very first night. So Amar Rab, who ben Nida Deraisa is referring to Nida Deraisa, doesn't apply nowadays, because now we always wait Shivan Akim. But the reason was Hov Huchsak Main Pasuach Dimma Mishach Ziva. So the halach is as follows. Gemara, the Pasuk says, when a woman's in Nida, Bizman HaTorah, not what we do nowadays, but Bizman Shas HaTorah, so a woman says she's blood one time, she's Tameh for 7 days. The seventh day, if she, even though she saw Dam Nida that very day, if she stopped seeing by nighttime, she could go to the mikvah. So the Gemara says that don't go to the mikvah that very, I'm sorry, don't have Tashrish that very first night, because since she saw Dam in the morning, she's still Muchsak to seeing Dam. It's possible Dam might still come that nighttime. Wait until the eighth night, because of that concern. Nowadays, it's not a concern anymore because everyone counts Shiva Nikim. There's 7 clean days that happened since the last time she saw blood until it goes to the mikvah, so this doesn't apply anymore. Shlosha Devarim, 3 things, Sava Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, S. Rebbe. Al Teitzi Yechidi B'Laila, don't go outside by yourself at nighttime. Val Tamud B'Fnei HaNer Arum, don't stand undressed in front of a candle. Val Tichanesh L'Merchatz Chadash, don't go into a new bathhouse. Shema Tifchas, it might break, because it hasn't been established, it hasn't been strong, you don't know if it's strong yet, but don't go into a new bathhouse. Ad Kama, how long do you have to wait to go to the new bathhouse? Amar B'Shub Ben Levi, Ad Yud Beis Chodesh, wait 12 months. Val, exactly. Val Tamud B'Fnei HaNer Arum, why not? Netanya Ha'omid B'Fnei HaNer Arum, Havi Nichba, it becomes like shortened, it gets like hunchback maybe.
Epilepsy.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's
what?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Okay,
did I know that? Shamish mitaso le'or haner, also having lay banim nichban, causes children with this. Tanu Rabbanon, ha'mishamish mitaso al-mita she'tinok yoshin aleha, having tashrish in the bed where a tinok might be as well, aleha ose tinok nichbas, that also causes this to a tinok. V'lo amrin, it's only true, elo d'lo havi bar shasa, only if he didn't reach the age of a year. Aval havi bar shasa, if he's a year old, less than above, this is not a concern. V'lo amrin, elo d'gani l'hadi kar, only if he's sleeping by the tinox, by the legs of the people. Aval gani l'hadi resha, if he's towards the head, where they are less than above, this is not a concern. V'lo amrin, elo d'lo manach yadei alai, it's only true if you didn't place your hand on top of him. Aval manach yadei alai, you placed your hand on top of the child, less than above, this is not a concern. Al teta yichidi belayla, don't go by yourself outside by yourself at night. The Tanya, the Brisa says, lo yeta yichidi belayla, lo belayla revius, lo belayla shabbosos, not Friday night, not Tuesday night either. Mipnei she igros bas machlahi. So this apparently is shade. Vishmona esrei ribush malachay chavala yotzin. There are 180,000 of these dangerous malachim out. V'chol echad v'echad yishlo rishus lechavel b'fnei atmo. They all have the ability to damage. Mikara have a shrichi in the beginning. There was shrichi kol yom. Every single night, these people were found. Zim nechada, one time, pagla Rabbi Chanina ben Dusa. Also the Gemara in Brachos like this. One time they encountered Rabbi Chanina ben Dusa. What happened? Amrle, he says to him, ilav de mechazan alacha berkia, his hor b'chanina, had they not said in the rakia, the sheidim are saying, be careful with chanina, ubutarasu sakantcha, and your his Torah, we would have caused you damage. So Amrle, so he says back to the sheidim, I chashvina berkia, if I'm so chashiv in the rakia, so gozer ani alacha, I'm going to be gozer on you, shelo tabruni b'yishuv liolam, you can never ever be in the yishuv, I'm going to get rid of you guys completely. So Amrle, b'metusa minach, please, shavik le rav chaporta, leave us a little bit, come on, leave us some room to live. So Shavik Leil, Leila Shabbos was Leila Revios. He left those two nights available open for them to still cause damage.
That's why we don't drink those nights.
That's what?
You're not allowed to drink water at night.
Exactly. Probably connected those to those. Exactly. Nights, exactly. Yeah. This is the same Rabbi Chanun Mendoza where he encountered a snake and the snake bit him and the snake died. So it says, oi to anybody who encounters a snake. Oi to a snake who encounters Rabbi Chanina. So Vesu, furthermore, another chadism, another time, Pogabe Ba'abaye. So Amrile, they said to Abaye, Ilav de Mirchaze Alecha Berkiah, had they not announced in the Rakia his Haru Benachmani, which is a reference to Abaye, be careful with him, Ubisaraso and his Torah, Harisakantcha, we would have caused you damage. Amrile, Ichashivina Berkiah, if I'm so chashiv in the Rakia, Gozrini Alecha, I'm going to be Gozer on you guys, Shalot Tabruni Beishuv Leom, you'll never have any room in this world. Haka Chazina Davra, don't we see though that they still exist? Don't we see that? I'm not sure where we see this, but apparently it had been seen. So says the Gemara, what you see is honey gizaisa ninhu de shamti sus of asa de barilahu. So what does this mean?
Shayu melachim be mavoot shvilei kramim.
There'd be in these alleyways in the paths of vineyards.
In the kefish mutar lahem rak.
So the horses that they go there, and they bring them to the
Rishu.
Okay, so
All right.
Thanks. We'll stop here. One more there. This. Thank you.